Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Friday, June 9, 2023. US futures are indicating a slightly lower open. European equity markets have opened with some losses following mostly positive Asian trade. US dollar is flat following overnight declines, while China yuan and Japanese yen are also weakening. Treasury yields are higher across tenors. WTI crude oil futures are lower once more, and gold and industrial metals are well supported. The higher-than-expected U.S. jobless claims print has led to a big decline in Treasury yields overnight, while giving Wall Street tech stocks support with increasing bets that the Fed will pause rate hikes next week. This has also given Asia's technology-oriented benchmarks a pillar of support in Friday's trade, pushing Korea's KOSPI to year-long highs and giving another leg up for Japan's exporters with the yen weakening. The Bank of Japan Governor Ueda has also said that there is little need to tweak the YCC anytime soon, weakening the yen some more in the afternoon trade. In other developments, Secretary of State Blinken will visit Beijing as soon as next week, underlining efforts to resume top-level rate engagement between the U.S. and China. On the data front, China's CPI inflation has inched up in line with forecasts, but the PPI deflation has worsened by more than expected. The results underscore the extent to which pricing pressures have evaporated in China amid sluggish domestic demand and falling raw material prices. The figures also reinforce calls for additional policy support, with economists and one government advisor backing another rate cut. Elsewhere, Australia's recession is now seen as a 50-50 outcome, with the yield curve fully inverted. The Reserve Bank of Australia's hawkish rate hike and tightening bias have pushed up terminal rate forecasts, with markets now expecting more rate hikes in the coming months. Meanwhile, the Australian GDP shows household consumption under increased strain from inflation and rising rates. South Korea's current account has swung into a deficit in April. Malaysia's May industrial output has contracted unexpectedly, but its jobless rate has dropped. The Philippines' imports and exports have fallen the most in 3 years as trade conditions deteriorate further. In Europe, Netherlands' April manufacturing production has come in worse than consensus, while Sweden's April industrial production has come in higher than expectations. In corporate news, Walgreens Boots Alliance has sold the remaining 10.8 million shares of Option Care Health it held for some $330 million. Walgreens intends to use the proceeds primarily for debt paydown. Visa is closing in on a deal to buy Pismo that is valued at $1 billion, and the deal may be announced this month, according to Bloomberg. In Asia, equities traded higher on Friday with a strong handover from Wall Street. Japan closed around 2% higher to erase Thursday's losses. Australia also went up as commodities rise. Greater China markets climbed higher, with Hong Kong leading the gains, despite opening in the red. South Korea and Taiwan were higher on tech rally. India was flat, and Southeast Asia was all lower. European equity markets have opened lower and are now turning flat as they fail to sustain moves in either direction in a quiet trade. Thank you for joining us for the U.S. market preview for Friday, June 9, 2023. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.